The Albion City Council met in a regular session Monday night. The council, under Visitors on Business, heard from Phil White, who lives on North 5th Street and whose property adjoins county property. White requested to annex a pasture land out of the city limits for possible livestock use. No action taken. The council will review that property. The Albion Chamber of Commerce will host Artisan Festival again this year on September 20th. The chamber requested that the city allow North 5th Street to be closed to traffic during that event. The Christmas parade was also discussed. The event will be held on December 13th this year and will begin at the fairground and continue to 6th Street before returning to the fairgrounds. The council approved some landscaping at the corner of Pine and 7th Street on the Betty Laws property. A request to give pool owners a break on their sewer bills when filling pools with water was denied by the council. There was more discussion with the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission and Jeff Vaughn, representing Greater Wabash, concerning some upcoming grant opportunities. A $1 million grant will become available at some point, and it is felt by the council that at some point the sewer lagoons will need a major overhaul. In order to meet some of those terms of the grant, sewer rates will need to be increased as much as $11 per month. The fair parade route is up in the air due to the detour route needing to be changed due to a bridge being out. A permit from the state is needed to detour traffic for that parade. Work is about complete on the plugging of one of the city's water wells, and also two leaks have been repaired at the well site. The council approved the 2026 annual budget. Expenditures, $3,319,714, and revenues of $3,635,085. The annual appropriations ordinance was passed by the council also. The council voted to clean the above-ground water tank on Poplar Street. The estimate for that was $9,500 from Viking Industrial Painting of Omaha, Nebraska. The council also voted to order a new salt spreader. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.